What up, everybody? What up, learner nerds, learners? I don't know. What do I call you? What do we call you? What do you guys want to be called? It's been a while since I've done an episode. You know how things go. Got a lot of people wanting to do the show. I'm going to work on doing that, getting them on the show. But I'm also working on transitioning the show into a video format with a new network that's got some cool stuff going on. I'm really excited about. I've been in talks with them, knock on wood, that all goes through. So who knows? So that's why I've kind of been holding off doing episodes, because I thought those would be up and running already, but you know how goes, you know how things go. Hurry up and wait, as they say. I thought I'd do a fun little, mini episode if you guys want. I'm going to go through Reddit's Today I Learned subsection, which is what inspired this podcast, what inspired me to create this podcast ages ago. And, give you maybe 5 to 7 minutes of fun facts here, of just random ear candy with a little bit of info maybe. Starting off, this caught my eye today. I'm scrolling through Reddit's Today I Learned. We apparently, according to independent.co.uk, we have three types of tears. We have basal, reflex, and psychic. Psychic tears, the ones we produce when we are sad, have a different chemical makeup than the other two and contain a natural painkiller, leucine enkephalin. I don't know if that's how I pronounce that. It's L-E-U-C-I-N-E, E-N-K-E-P-H-A-L-I-N. Which is perhaps why we feel better after we cry. You know, why sometimes when you have a good cry, you know, you end up feeling better. According to The Independent, the science of tears, there's happy, sad, crocodile, or from onions. I was starting to read the article here. Scrolling through the article, let's see if he gets into it more. When a tear is produced from the lacrimal gland that sits in between your eyeball and eyelid, you spontaneously blink, spreading the tear as a film across your eye. Also, we have a few different glands. So apparently we have a few different glands that our tears come from. There's your basal tears are what are called the worker tears, and they keep your cornea, the transparent front of your eye, nourished and lubricated so your eyes don't dry out. So there's tears that purely coat your eye so they don't dry out. There are the reflex tears, which help you wash out any irritations from your eye. So when you get a eyelash stuck in your eye that you can't get out, or, you know, from the vapors, the gaseous vapors from onions that make you tear up when you're cutting them, at least that's what happens in the cartoons, those are from the reflex tears. Then there are the psychic tears, or the crying tears, and those are produced when you have a strong emotion from stress, pleasure, anger, sadness, and so forth. And those, according to this article written by, let's give him a shout out, Nick Knight, those, the psychic tears, where are we at here? It says that it's got that leucine. Yeah, the leucine. Enkephalin. I'm going to Wikipedia that up, because Wikipedia has answers for everything, right? Let's look this up here. Let's check this out. Leucine enkephalin is an endogenous opioid peptide neurotransmitter for, it sounds like a, and that's just the first name. With the amino acid sequence, it's got a bunch of stuff. It's found naturally in the brains of many animals, including humans. It is one of the two forms of enkephalin. It says one of the two forms of enkephalin. Let's see what enkephalin is. Pentapeptide involved in regulation of the body. Termed, doesn't really say what it is. But regardless, that's in our tears, according to this article. Speaking of Guardian articles and things from the UK, St. Pauli, a place in Hamburg. This is from an article in 2015. St. Pauli is a city in Hamburg. And the port city of Hamburg, cultural hotspot of Europe. The grimy streets of central St. Pauli is the opening sentence. The opening sentence of this article. Apparently, they were having Hamburg, this city in the red light district, which is, you know, red light districts are commonly known for, you know, prostitution and drugs and crime and all that nonsense. And they were having such a problem. They were having a huge problem with dudes just pissing all over the buildings. You know, when you got to go, you got to go. So dudes would just piss all over the buildings. So apparently the a community group in Hamburg, they started painting all of the buildings with a water repellent paint, which makes the pee splash back onto the people. So if you're pissing onto these buildings, the paint the paint will make your pee splash back onto you. Which is kind of like, you know, urinals. Like we've mentioned it before on the podcast about urinals. If you look in urinals in bathrooms and you see like a little bumblebee or a shell or whatever, allegedly, if you aim for that little icon at the bottom of the urinal, that's to prohibit the least amount of splashback. So you know, this way you don't soil your brand new Timberlands. This is pretty interesting. I'm just going to read this because I don't understand it, but you guys might, but it might, you know, who knows. Regardless, the sun loses about 6 million tons of mass every second due to nuclear fusion and the solar wind. Despite losing that much materials, it has only lost about 0.05% of its original mass over the past 4.5 billion years. So, you know, the sun's a huge, huge ball of gas, as they say. It's a huge ball of gas. Hey, you know what? Let's look up some facts on Thanos real quick, because I was just talking to some friends about Infinity War. So I'm sure everybody's seen Infinity War. If you haven't seen Infinity War, you know, the main bad guy is Thanos. And he's a fictional character appearing in American comic books published by Marvel Comics. He was created, his first appearance was in Iron Man number 55 in February of 1973. He was created by a gentleman by the name of Mike Friedrich and Jim Starlin. Let's see here, the origin. Writer-artist originally conceived of Thanos of Titan during a college psychology classes, apparently. As Starlin described, and I'm reading this from the Wikipedia page, this is a quote from Jim Starlin, one of the creators of Thanos. I went to college between doing U.S. military service and getting work in comics. And there was a psych class, and I came up with Thanos and Drax the Destroyer. Okay, so this dude also came up with Drax the Destroyer from Guardians of the Galaxy, but he's not sure how he fit into it. Just anger management, probably. So I came up to Marvel, and the editor, Roy Thomas at the time, asked if he wanted to do an issue of Iron Man. And I felt that this may be my only chance ever to do a character, not having the confidence that my career was going to last any longer than a few weeks. So they got jammed into it. Thanos was a much thinner character, and Roy suggested beefing him up. So he's beefed up quite a bit from his original sketches. And later on, I liked beefing him up so much that he continued to grow in size. So apparently, Thanos started off as just a little skinny dude. Then he lifted some weights, did some push-ups, and, you know, made himself even bigger, I guess. I don't know. So there's that. That's a little fun thing. Speaking of Marvel and all that, this is from CNBC.com. Chadwick Boseman, the famous actor who plays the Black Panther in the Infinity War in the Marvel Cinematic Universe, he was accepted as a kid. He was accepted to a prestigious summer theater program at Oxford University, but he couldn't afford to go, and he ended up securing funding through a private benefactor, who turned out to be Denzel Washington. Over 20 years later, Chadwick thanked him in person at the premiere of Black Panther. So Denzel Washington, 20 years ago, sponsored this random dude who was accepted into a acting class, and he couldn't afford to go to this acting class. So Denzel Washington, being the awesome guy that he is, paid for the Black Panther to go to school. Oh, listen to that motorcycle drive by. I don't know if you guys can hear that. I'm recording this up in my new bedroom at my new house. Until you know, till I figure out what else to do with this podcast and get more guests until we start doing the video. All right, let's do one more here. We're approaching 10 minutes, and who knows if you guys have listened to me ramble by myself for 9 of those. Let's see here. Well, here's the thing. Florida, in 1989, Florida outlawed recreational dwarf tossing. So that's a little thing here. I'm just scrolling through here, seeing if anything jumps out of my eyes. The Catholic Church owns 71.6 million hectares of land, an area larger than France. Now, okay, let's see what a hectare is. Hectare. A metric unit of square measure equal to 100 acres. Okay, so 100 acres is a hectare. And the Catholic Church owns 71.6 million hectares. 100 acres. So let's see. Hold on. Let me pull my calculator here. So what did I say? 76 million? 71.6 million. Okay. 71.6. Okay, hold on. 71.6 times 100 equals 7,160 million. So what is that, trillion? Man, that's like trillion then. Acres of land. Catholic Church owns that much land. The density of ice is the same as the density of a 48% alcohol solution. So ice sinks in very strong alcohol. Oh, that makes sense. You know what? I've never noticed that. Ice tends to sink in like whiskey. When people order whiskey on the rocks and things like that, I feel like the ice always sinks, and I never noticed that. The largest heist in English history was committed by a gang of comprising mostly seniors. Let's see what this is about real quick. Three men were found guilty on Thursday. This is an article from 2016 by Michael Holden in Reuters. Three men were found guilty on Thursday over the largest burglary in English legal history, a daring multi-million pound raid on a safe deposit business in London's jewelry district led by pensioners who had spent a life in crime. Oh, so it was old dudes. It was like old dudes knocked off this bank. You know what? I feel like that was what inspired. Wasn't there a movie just recently about old dudes that robbed a thing? Oh, yeah. The lawyer representing one of the gang suggested raid could be made in the movie Bad Grandpas. Nope, detectives said the gang might be old, but they were dangerous men. Convictions of armed robbery. So I feel like I heard about this, but I also feel like there was a movie about. Let's see, there's an old. I feel like, but it was a remake. But I feel like it was like with Alan Arkin. It just came out like 2 years ago. I don't know. I feel like that was the case. I feel like there was just a movie about that. All right, that was kind of, I wasn't happy with that. I don't know. Let me find one more. Oh, okay, this is interesting, I guess. Skyscrapers affect street winds by channeling winds downward. The problem is often worse around buildings with sharp corners. When the Flatiron Building was completed in New York City in 1902, so the Flatiron Building is actually a replica of a building in Toronto as well. The Toronto building came first, and it's like a triangular building. And from the sky, as a, you know, if you were in a helicopter and looking at it, it's that it looks like an iron for ironing your clothes. And it was in the Spider-Man movies. It's called the Flatiron Building. When the Flatiron Building was completed in New York City in 1902, it caused a stir because the winds next to it blew women's skirts above their ankles because it funneled it all into like a that, you know, it because of it working on an angle, it would funnel the air up. I feel like maybe we mentioned that too, or we talked about it. But, you know, when you have that much wind up in the sky, and you have corridors. It, you know, it's a way to funnel it down in the ground. All right, I don't know. Who knows? You guys might hate this. Who knows? Heineken created a brick-shaped beer bottle to help build houses in impoverished countries. Oh, look at that. Is that real? Holy shit. So it's basically Heineken has square bottles, or they did. In 1963, Alfred Heineken created a beer bottle that could also function as a brick to build houses in impoverished countries. It's like a square bottle with little ridges on the sides. I'm surprised they don't still do that. That looks like a cooler bottle than what they have now. All right, cool. You know what? I've done some facts. That's 15 minutes. If anybody made it through 15 minutes of me just rambling, talking about reading things and facts, give me a tweet. And, you know, thanks for listening and downloading. And stay tuned. I got some cool guests coming up. I might just bite the bullet and record them and put them on iTunes here. But I was trying to hold off to have them for this, you know, this video podcast on this new network. But you know what? I don't want to miss out on the opportunity of interviewing these cool people, one of which is a returning guest. And he's got a new movie coming out that I saw, and it is awesome and super funny. So stay tuned. And if you guys like this of me just, you know, being dumb and reading facts, tweet at my name is Razzle too, and tweet at Today We Learn TWL Podcast at either of the, you know, the things that we have at TWL Podcast on Twitter or at my name is Razzle too. Give us a tweet and let us know that you actually listen to all this. And, or if I should do more of these mini episodes. Yeah, I don't know. Stay awesome. And, you guys need to watch Barry. Barry is so good. Barry is such a funny show on HBO. That's it. All right. Have a good one. Oh, and buy my book, Don't Be a Dick, on Amazon.com. Thank you very much. All right. Talk to you guys later. All right. Bye. I said bye. But it's like I'm talking to a phone. I feel like I'm talking into a phone and talking to myself, leaving a voicemail. I hate leaving voicemails are the worst, aren't they? That's why I don't do it, because I never know how to say, like, how do you end voicemails, you know?